We're on the we're on the air. She was just saying, we were just saying, can we not go on about my
my ailments
too much? But
unfortunately, I had a bit of a funny turn on the day we were meant to go to the doctors, which meant we didn't end up going to the doctors, and now we're going on Tuesday.
Yeah, she had a vertigo attack, which could be something else. So hopefully it's going to be sorted out before long.
Yes, I think it's something to do with my ear, and yeah. I've got an appointment with the GP in only 3 weeks.
Well, so that's pretty good.
That's a result, isn't it? Yeah.
So anyway, welcome to Tales of the Whales. A couple of us now, like a couple of little old people, because you're now over 60.
It's like a sanatorium here now,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, and we do this podcast every week, and for those of you who've never listened before, it's about the fact I have terminal cancer, and have had for the past few years, and what it's like to live, you know, the end of your life with a disease that you know is going to kill you, and what it's like for someone in your position having to look after somebody, which I think is probably a lot more stressful, because I've been on both sides.
I think I think things like this week make you realise that it is a bit stressful. When I suddenly thought, when I couldn't move or do anything, how am I going to look after you today? And that was a worry.
And I had to run around looking after you.
I wouldn't say you were running around. You did bring my sister to come over, though.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kelly, to the rescue.
Yeah, and she was amazing. But you needed to go to the loo, and I couldn't get you off the sofa. So in the end, you crawled.
Well, no, you said, I'll help you. I was like, I'm like somebody who's completely paralytically drunk, with the room spinning and everything, who couldn't walk unaided at all. And you can't really walk either. So I think we would have both just ended up on the floor. I probably would have been crushed to death. It would have been all a big disaster.
So we had an interesting week, but you know, we're at the stage where
we both need to be put down, basically.
Probably, if we were dogs. Oh, sorry, Radley. Radley is our bigger dog, and he's lying on the back of the sofa as usual. And if he goes to sleep, you'll hear him snore. But he's quite happy listening at the moment. So I did another podcast this week because you were listening to some old friends of mine.
I don't think that wasn't a podcast. That was a live stream.
Same thing.
I believe they're different.
Well, no, it just means that if we were doing this now, we could do it live.
Oh, right.
I don't know how many people be listening, but we could do it live. But we do it in the old-fashioned way. We record it up, and then we stick it out on whatever those platforms are that you get your podcasts from.
Railway platforms.
I'm really surprised anybody ever gets hold of it to hear it. But judging by the response, and well, you can see how many thousands listen anyway.
But you quite enjoyed going. It was Russ Kane and Phil.
That's right,
Dave.
Phil Dave
did a little thing.
Chantel Rutherford Brown, or Chantel Rickards.
Rickards, yes.
Yeah, I never know which name she's using now.
Has she got many aliases?
Well, she just husbands.
Oh, well, I understand that.
I know. It was quite funny because she used to produce my first TV show for Yorkshire Television. And you found it by accident, didn't you?
No, it's just from being friends with Russ Facebook. So it just comes up on Facebook. And I thought I'd have a listen.
Yeah. And then you got me to join in.
Yeah.
Well, so you could laugh in the background.
Well, you got up and came downstairs.
Yeah. Well, it got me up anyway. I mean, I do get up. I wake up. I've tablets. We were talking about this earlier, not on the air. This is on the air.
Oh, right. Okay, is it?
Sort of thing. In the air.
So when we're having conversations around the house, do we have to say, oh, this is on the air, darling, or this is not on the air?
Only if we're recording it.
Right. Okay.
And we don't record everything around the house. We leave.
I'm sure you'd like to.
We leave Alexa to do that.
Mm. Alexa was invaluable when I had my funny attack, because I couldn't move and James was upstairs and I was prone on the sofa, and I thought, I can't even move to get my phone or anything. And then I suddenly remembered that we could do Alexa, make an announcement. And so I did that and she woke you up.
Yeah, and I couldn't work out how to reply, so I had to come all the way downstairs, rushed downstairs. By the time
I got here, about 25 minutes later, he arrived.
Oh, it is a mansion.
It's really not.
It's a little old people's bungalow.
With stairs.
Well, it's what they call
a loft conversion.
Yes. Yeah, but what do they call a bungalow which is not stairs?
A house.
Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about.
a bungalow with an upstairs.
To be fair, it's the stairs that do me in. But it's quite funny when you think, I don't know, when was I re-diagnosed? 5 or 6 years ago, nearly.
Nearly five.
For the first couple of years, I was just normal. They tell you, well, I'm afraid that your cancer is now spread everywhere. And there is really nothing we can do. We can give you some chemo and see how it goes. And then 5 years down the line, or nearly 5 years down the line, I'm still here. Although not much use to anyone, but...
Well, you're used to me.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, because I came rushed downstairs to look after you.
And rang my sister for me. Which
and rang your sister,
see?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I would have been just stuck there for 6 hours.
So there is a good reason to have an Alexa in your home.
Even though they're obviously spying on you all the time.
Well, yeah. I see. No, I won't do it now. But
you're not going to go political.
Somebody was telling me that their friend of theirs has got a fridge. And when you open the fridge, there are cameras in there. And they see what you're putting in the fridge, and they flash up on a screen a menu you might like with the ingredients.
And they tell you when you're running out of things.
Yeah,
smart fridge.
And cookers. And we've got a TV which you just plug in. And it's got...
And it works.
There's no error. It works. And you can ask... You tell it which channel you want.
You like that, don't you? That's a bit high tech for me. I prefer a remote control.
Well, yeah, but I keep dropping things.
Well, that poor remote control is a little battered.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have to be careful. So I don't know whether this is all part and parcel of just getting old or getting ill. Or both.
But I think some of the chemos are a bit harsh, and so I think your trembly hands and things might be sort of, they can do neurological damage.
Can they?
They can. You can get all like pins and needles in your feet and stuff.
Is that why I'm getting a lot of...
cramp. No, that is just old age.
Is it?
As is my deafness.
Well,
this is going to be great. If I'm going deaf in one ear and you're quite deaf already.
What?
It's going to be fun. It's going to be mad, isn't it? That the conversation we have already are bad enough.
Everybody I know, or not everybody, loads of people I know who I always think of as young and enthusiastic are now deaf and regularly at the hearing aid people getting here. I mean,
funny when you did last week when I said, I'm just going to marinate something. I won't say what you thought I said, but it was...
Well, it's not a rude... Masturbate is not a rude word.
I know, but just accusing me of that when I'm in the middle of the kitchen holding a chicken.
That's why it sounded like you just said, I'm just going to masturbate.
I'm just going to marinate this.
Masturbate the chicken. It's like I
think it was quite dead.
I'm sure I was doing an interview about, you know, when the last election was all, and I'm sure I used the word erection instead of election by mistake.
You probably glossed over it well, though.
Yeah, I did, but it's
easily done.
Yeah. I mean, I was just thinking of a really good friend of mine who's lead singer in a very loud rock band, and he's slightly older than me, so that makes him heading towards 80, doesn't it? And he's as deaf as a post. And
but he's very sweet.
He's very sweet. But and when you think of the music, I always remember my mother saying, you listen to that terrible music now, you'll never be able to hear anything when you get to my age.
And she was right.
Well,
the one time she was.
But, you know, it's quite, well, it's not funny, is it? I mean, Mick Jagger seems okay, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, and Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
They're brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah.
The secret seems to be having like a sort of a very glamorous younger wife.
Well, that's what is working for me.
No, I mean like really glamorous, really young.
Listen, I'm 70-odd and you're 60.
Yeah, that's not that big a gap, hon.
Isn't it?
No.
Seems like it to me. I mean, everybody says you look 40.
No, they're just lying.
Are they?
Yeah.
No, they're not. They wouldn't dare.
I honestly don't look anything like a 40-year-old.
No, you look probably 35.
I look all right for 60. I'm happy with that.
Good. Well, you gave up eating the other day. And now, with the vertigo thing, it's quite good because you've not drunk for a week. Nearly.
No, I haven't had any wine.
No.
That's how you can tell I'm really ill.
Yeah.
And
the bank balance is so much better because of it.
The shopping was so much lighter today.
Yeah. And cheaper. But it is. If you don't laugh, you know, I had a lady rang me on my show on Talk. We're recording this on a Saturday. I did the show last night, and she rang last week as well. And her mother's got cancer, and she's ill, and everything. And I said, "Tell them we'll have a little chat." But I'm known for not being that understanding, aren't I? And a little more.
Well, when you're at work.
Yeah.
When you're at home, you're very understanding.
But
shouldn't tell anyone.
No, don't do that. But so I was getting slightly angry because.
What, with the lady whose mum's got cancer and she's ill?
Slightly angry because everything was negative. And I know it's really, really difficult. Very difficult. But if. Negativity actually attracts negativity, and I didn't want everybody watching the show or listening to the show
leaving all depressed.
Yeah, and I'm trying to say to her, look, there's one in two of us are in this situation, you know, and it's probably going to be three quarters of us before
well,
long.
It's not one in two of us because that's
well, yeah,
it's one in two people during their lifetime,
50%.
But during their lifetimes, they're not like everybody at the moment.
No. Well, I do seem to know a lot of. But I mean, you do.
I remember when it used to be one in four.
Yeah.
The good old days.
But then we had Chernobyl. No, I'm just. Don't. I'm just joking there. It wasn't funny, but.
Now we've had advances in medicine that mean it's picked up better and people are living a lot longer as well. So if you're going to catch it, get it in your 90s, it still counts in the statistics.
You know, that's the thing about pensions as well, isn't it? Because when you retired on a pension, they only expected you to live
10 or 15 years.
Well, 5 years, I think, quite a lot of people thought.
What, really, when you retired at 60?
65. Yeah, I never understood why women got to... Because women live naturally longer than men. But then they got to retire... 5 years earlier than a man.
Oh, because they had to look after a man all their lives and they deserved a bit of a bonus. 5 years without him. Imagine if you retired the same time. Oh, bloody hell. They need a 5-year breather.
We're going to get into so much trouble. If you're easily offended, I always say, don't listen or watch anything I'm on.
Is there something offensive in that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I could have got really offended.
Oh.
Men are not allowed to be offended anymore. Oh, but there is good news. A judge has ruled that the term numpty is not offensive.
Hooray! Because I call you that all the time.
Yeah, and somebody...
You can't sue me now.
Somebody actually went to court and said they were very offended because someone at work had called them a numpty.
Oh, people got too much time on their hands or something.
Well, they don't have enough... Enough life, if you like, but I believe people are just very pathetic now.
Not got much real stuff to worry about, if you could be worried about that.
That's what I was trying to say, that if you have in life, if you like, and you have to go
You're
with
not exactly
flight.
Confucius, are you?
Well, what you have in life, you have in life. That's quite a good saying.
I don't understand it.
So what your life gives you, given me cancer, that's your life. You have to deal with it.
Right.
So there's no point. Oh, I can
understand.
So
basically what you're saying is that's life, get on with it and deal with it. Yeah.
I mean, there's no point in wallowing in whatever. Or if it's your best mate or your other half or whatever.
You could have a little wallow.
You could have a little wallow.
A wallow's okay.
Yeah, no, and we do. Trust me, we've had little weeks of
wallowing.
But we don't
get dragged down into the giant, miring pit of wallowing.
Because it's far more difficult to get out.
Yeah, and it's all sludgy at the bottom.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Who wants to be in there?
Yeah. Which is the reason why I did this. What are you doing now?
Moving. I'm sorry, Dom.
Oh, sorry.
I know you like
frighten the life out of
me. Microanalyze me and question every movement I make, but I was just literally moving my position in the chair.
I'm not microanalyzing you. When we're recording, whenever you make a movement. Oh, sorry, Radley. I woke him up as well.
He's still fast asleep.
Yeah. Where's the other dog?
She's here.
Oh. Well, anyway, I think we've probably come to the end of today's podcast, because otherwise we're going to start talking about how wonderful you think Donald Trump is, or something along
and on that note,
tell everybody you just bought this book off the internet.
Well, I just thought he clearly is insane. And so I Googled, is Donald Trump insane? And I found this amazing book written by 47 psychiatrists. It's called The Danger of Donald Trump.
We totally disagree with this, Donald.
I'm waiting for my next invitation. I can't wait to read it.
Well, when you've read it, you can do an appraisal. A review will do, won't it? I was trying to be
appraisal.
Clever.
Is that what you're trying to
say? As long as I don't say masturbate, we're okay. And on that note, have a really good week.
I'm going to go and masturbate our lunch.
Oh, dear. Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.